coming to an end. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The government program put in place at the height of the pandemic is wrapping up.
The federal government is suspending its program sending free COVID test kits to Americans at the end of the week.
Congress hasn't provided the COVID funding. We need to replenish the nation's stockpiles of tests. As simple as that.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says 600 million tests were distributed and says a limited supply of tests will be stockpiled in case of a surge of cases in the fall.
We're trying to be forward-thinking, forward-leaning here, and when we might face a new rise in infections and more acute need.
The CDC is expected to also announce new guidance for COVID booster shots in the coming days. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor has denied an appeal from a New York City police detective who asked for an emergency injunction to keep the city from firing him over its mandate that municipal employees be vaccinated against COVID-19. Detective Anthony Marciano was a lawsuit pending against the city in a federal appeals court. His attorneys had petitioned Sotomayor, who oversees emergency appeals from New York and some other states, while the case is being resolved. More than 1,000 city employees have been fired for refusing the vaccines. The White House again denying any knowledge of the FBI search of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home.
We have not been involved in this matter as it part of the Justice Department's ongoing criminal investigation.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, the Director of National Intelligence, is assessing any potential security risks from the classified documents that were recovered at Mar-a-Lago. Serena Williams appears to not be ready to hang up a racket just yet after announcing she's ready to step away from tennis earlier this summer. After a shaky start, she won her singles match tonight at the U.S. Open. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Kids in Philadelphia were back in school today, and a mask mandate is in place, at least for now.
Philadelphia school district officials say students and staff must mask up for the first 10 days of the school year. And after that, they'll be optional but strongly encouraged as long as COVID-19 cases don't spike. The mask mandate will be reinstated if the community COVID transmission rate becomes high. It's currently at medium in Philadelphia. The Philadelphia Inquirer reports that the district has also dropped a requirement that student athletes be vaccinated against COVID in order to participate. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The lawyers who secured a $1.1 billion settlement on the deadly collapse last year of a beachfront condo in South Florida have been awarded more than $70 million in fees by a judge who said the full $100 million requested was too much. Honda is planning to make electric vehicle batteries in the U.S.
A new factory is being planned in the U.S., a joint venture between Honda and LG Energy to produce batteries for electric vehicles. Reports in Japan say the companies are considering placing the plant in Ohio. Honda already produces cars there. Construction on the $4.4 billion factory is expected early next year, with production starting by the end of 2025. The batteries will be provided exclusively to Honda facilities in North America for Honda and Acura models. Honda's working with General Motors on a line of affordable electric vehicles. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Facebook's corporate parent company Meta has reached a tentative settlement in a lawsuit claiming it allowed millions of its users' personal information to be fed to Cambridge Analytica, a firm that supported Donald Trump's presidential campaign in 2016. Terms of the settlement were not disclosed in court documents. I'm Lisa LaSera, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.